On Johnny, talk us through it, or Pogo, tell me what he's doing. One of you,
he is crushing garlic,
into a stir fry wok. Okay, and this is for
it's a crappy wok. He thinks we don't need a new one.
It looks fine to me. I have an electric wok at home that I quite enjoy. Ooh,
he said it's rusted to shit.
What is he talking about? It looks beautiful.
He sees things in a completely different spectrum. I wonder why.
This, I believe.
It is because I use the spectrum that works.
Okay. I got a pan from Aerosmith. They released some Chinese pans called Wok This Way.
God.
I've seen a restaurant called that, I think.
Nothing from the Smiths.
Oh, I get it. Walk this way. Talk
don't
this way.
Don't spill your cider there, bro. Don't spill your drink.
Oh,
now.
Careful now.
It's
yep.
The last one.
But that's where it's just bound for racism to happen, right? Because there's walk this way and then talk this way.
All right, so what I see is that John's still doing some prep over here for his batter. Once he's done, is that when it becomes Chop Fest 2022? Or
no, I have to fry these first. Partially fried.
What are you frying, Johnny?
Chicken pieces.
Oh, that have been marinated.
Yeah, because General Tao chicken has like almost kind of like a crispy fried chicken inside.
Like
delicious.
Okay. So the chicken gets fried way before the rest of the meal then.
I'm going to partially cook the chicken and batter in oil in a pan on the stove and then so that I can scoop them out, and then I'm going to finish them in air for everyone's closer time to eat.
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay, so this is where, like Maddie said, it's going to be real crispy, like, with the oil and the frying.
Yeah, it's like a crispy chicken in the general towel.
Okay, so this is actually the first cook of the evening. The burner is on. We got things ready to go.
Wrong burner's on.
The wrong burner? What would make that the wrong burner, Poe?
Well, he's going to pull out and drip oil onto the red hot part, and it's going to burst into flames and smoke.
Interesting.
Do you know what I've seen tonight?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Johnny do a lot and Pogo do not a lot.
Well, Pogo's been holding a lot of court.
If you get shit done, just say the word.
I'm used to the dynamic being a little more shifted where Susef Johnny is telling Pogo what to do.
But
here's the thing, Maddie. Where we to rely on Pogo tonight, I'm not sure when we would eat. So I'm quite happy that Susef Johnny is
100%.
Taking the reins here.
100%.
Yeah.
Just oh, please.
All
if
I've
you
seen
stepped out of the room with 5 minutes. I would have every vegetable chopped that needs to be chopped.
Okay, everyone. If we step
like
out of
the
room for 5 minutes...
I think we should leave. Chopping part's the easiest part. Are you going to do it then?
Okay, listeners, we're going to go for 5 minutes. Let's go. And we're back.
The chopping is not the easiest part. It's the part where you can cut your finger off.
All I've seen you do is waffle and cut a bit of pork into 3 bits.
I actually made the recipe that the pork is marinating in.
It's like threw it down the sink.
It's like the architect saying he built the building.
No, it's not like that.
Really, the cook that makes up the recipe but doesn't do the making of the food is not some of the architect.
I made the food.
I've not seen... What do you mean make the food? I've not seen
it. I made the marinade and I put the pork in it.
Who's not got their phone on silent? Come on.
John.
Come on.
That's not my phone, that was you.
Yes.
I don't use fucking standard out of the box sounds on my phone.
Can you put your phone on silent, please? We're recording.
Oh, suck my balls.
Classic cooking with Pogo line. Okay, so Pogo, when are you cooking? What's happening?
I don't know.
Yeah, you've done fuck all, mate.
This show is called Cooking with Pogo. I haven't seen you do any... I've seen some...
You can't cook at the same time as me.
Pep Boy can't get done his shit in
time. This answers my question. Okay.
I think you're saying we should change the name to Cooking with Johnny, right?
Cooking with Johnny would be great show.
Do you want me to beat you?
Oh, boy. That got a harsh look.
That got a rise out of it.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, Johnny looks like he's almost done his General Tao chicken prep.
Yeah, Johnny,
put
those...
Put this somewhere where no one's going to be a fool and touch it for a couple hours.
Don't put it there.
I don't know where to put it.
You can put it outside on the... Outside.
Okay, before we do anything, we need to clean all this stuff before, because we need a lot of this stuff.
Can I just say that your fried chicken looks fucking amazing, man. I can see it from here.
Do you need some dishes done, Johnny?
No, I just need to put them away.
Oh, okay.
These ones are, I'm going to put on the table right now, just so that they're out of the way.
Okay. Do you want two more?
Yeah, I got them all.
Three more. I am perfect.
Ow! That whole one.
Did you actually burn yourself?
I mean...
So, yes.
Not really, because I have leather hands from burning myself so much.
Why did you scream then?
It was hot.
It was hot.
Good man. Good man.
And I'm supposed to expect things are done. We're never going to eat tonight.
No, eh?
I hope you're ready to eat at 5 o'clock in the morning. Because John thinks it's more important to do dishes.
We don't have any room.
Yeah, Pogo, you really could.
Yeah, you know what? It's only 6 p.m., guys.
Oh, well, that makes me more relaxed.
But you're also out of drinks.
To music.
So, no, we're recording.
Why are we listening to music?
Because we're recording, you clown.
We can have music?
No, we can't. Never have music when we're recording.
We've discussed this before.
This is what it is.
Johnny, may I help with anything? You okay?
This is a flashback to him and his fucking. I want to listen to. What did you want to listen to? Frank Black.
Yeah.
Right?
What?
It was Black. Episode 2. You're seeing Frank Black lyrics.
Yeah, God, he wanted to listen to. What were they like called again?
My poo on the ground and my head in the sky.
Finish that.
He was just obsessed with music.
He pooed in his hand and what in the sky?
No, that wasn't the words I said.
What'd you say?
It doesn't matter. It wasn't musicable. I make music all the time and you only notice that.
It wasn't. Oh boy.
Alright, this is Pogo's time to show.
5 minutes, remember.
Where do you like these things look weird, but we're gonna get into it, people.
Wait.
Let me pee first, too.
Oh, God damn it, I'm ready to cut!
Alright, all my prep is done, so. It's Pogo's time to shine.
Alright, Pogo, what do you got for us, bud? What's next?
I noted the laugh. P.S.
Yeah.
What am I cutting for?
I don't know. You're supposed to tell us. What are
Chinese food.
Well, but do you need celery in your dish?
And in general, chow chicken.
Or your rice?
No. Just carrots, peas, and...
All right.
So do you need Pogo to cut you some carrots? Is that the idea?
Or you'll be able to... That's what he's saying.
I think that's the question.
Well, don't
right?
cut them the same way as the one that you're cutting for the store. I'll cut my own carrots. Thank you very much.
Ooh, multiple carrots shapes.
Yeah.
Now, I thought the way cooking with Pogo always cut their carrots was for the bias. Is that not correct?
Oh, the bias!
I'm pulling back from way back.
Yeah,
deep
that's
cut!
Pogo, are you cutting on a bias?
I am cutting on a bit of a bias, but I'm not making a big deal of it.
Now, why will John not be cutting on a bias?
Because I need to make my carrot chunks smaller, otherwise I'm going to have to cook them too long in the fryer.
John's not going to cut carrots. He's cutting, I'm going to cut them.
Okay.
He needs diced carrots.
More diced, yeah.
But just, it's an honor and a treat to have multiple shapes of carrots in one meal.
Carrots on a bias. I'm from our dish.
Clean the carrots.
But anyways, so I have the celery. So we're going to grab a container for it. Let's use this one.
If I remember rightly, when Pogo was making the chicken pot pie, he did neither wash the carrots nor peel the carrots.
No, he's
because he wanted the dirt.
Yeah. Oh, the knife goes flying again.
Wow.
We are going to lose a toe tonight if we're not careful.
Did you just
wipe that on your ass?
You dried the knife on your ass.
It's a sharpening blade.
There's nothing.
Thank you for using a towel on the food the food knife.
Pogo's
butt. Instead of just your ass.
Anyways, what was the thing?
You're supposed to be chopping for multiple carrots, and I believe there's peppers.
Multiple
carrots, and I believe there's peppers to cut. Celery.
I feel like I needed broccoli.
Broccoli for probably the beef and broccoli, I would imagine.
I feel like it.
Okay.
No, it's just there as
this
a,
is just me guessing.
It's
yeah.
just no the beef and broccoli. It's really more of a it's kind of a misnomer. The broccoli is just there.
I'm allergic to beef and broccoli.
You got back to me. Nice.
Oh, Maddie, it always makes me happy to see the two of them working in perfect harmony over here.
I wouldn't call it that.
All right.
Amazing.
It just felt like Johnny was sous-chefing all over the place. Okay, so lots of chopping here. This is what? The peppers, the broccoli, the celery.
This is the mushroom.
And the mushrooms. Which dish does the mushrooms go in? Do the mushrooms go in?
Chow mein.
Chow mein, okay.
Ooh, we also got cashews for that, let's not forget.
Ooh, I did see those cashews earlier.
Over there, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. There's actually one of my favorite Thai dishes. There's a Thai place really like, and there's a bit I get called cashew chicken.
Yeah.
Ooh, just exquisite. I don't know if you guys eat a lot of Thai food, but you get me an order of pad Thai or a cashew chicken, and ooh, I am happy. Tablet on the floor.
All right, what do I want?
All right, my friend, what stage are we at? Johnny, do we need to get involved?
It appears so.
He is choppy. There's chicken over there not marinated. Is that a problem? I don't know.
Yeah, that's just going to get sautéed in the pan.
It's okay, just sautéed in the pan.
Yeah, cool.
So I need my carrots, and then we need some peas.
Why are you not doing that in the wok?
Which stage in the wok?
For the actual...
Because you want to dirty two pans?
Oh, don't even fucking talk to me about multiple
pans. I am talking to you about multiple
pans. You can't.
What stage are we discussing?
Like I can, because you are not using...
First of all, I'm the one that cleans all the fucking dishes. Secondly...
It's not so much about the dish, it's the purpose of the dish.
That makes a lot of sense. Thanks for coming in.
Are you about to cook, Johnny? Please, someone tell me. What's he about to cook?
Did you use sesame oil? Or
I'm getting no answers here, man.
Semen.
Chaos in the kitchen.
Tough, yeah.
Johnny, what are you about to cook? Please tell us.
Sauteing
the chicken from the chicken fried rice. I like this.
That's
okay.
Going to be cooked in the wok.
Well, Popo, if you...
So he's dirtying a pot for the sake of dirtying a pot when he's going to dirty that one in the end.
Well, try
I've already dirtied it once, and then letting it dry and clean it. This is just quick little chicken. I'm sauteing up some chicken like I do at East Side Mario's.
Right.
In a separate pan.
Yeah, except you don't have 30 of them. You have one.
It doesn't matter. I can clean it like I've cleaned everything else.
All right.
Johnny has done a pretty big bunch of dishes tonight already.
A big cleanup.
Just saying.
This I'm going to need the fan for. I might need a fan. No, maybe not.
I think you should put the fan
That's
on.
Cool. If
we,
you need the fan, we'll just deal
the
with it.
The fan makes a small racket.
The
maybe.
You just need to go in and get soggy.
If you need to use the fan, we'll just fan.
Can you put the cashews in?
No, I'm still sauteing the rest of the dish afterwards, Matt. This is just the chicken.
Does Pogo need to be preparing anything here for his stuff?
I can't because he's using all of the elements.
He's using one.
But how am I going to get into another element?
There's one on that side right there.
Okay, what am I going to do then?
I don't know. You tell
me. You're cooking the meal, you cunt.
I don't know what I'm going to do there.
This is nothing, I suspect. This is not good for us, Maddie. This is trouble.
I think we might be eating it at midnight. There's a tap running.
No, it's running so I can clean the raw chicken out of my hands.
He's never heard of the tops of his fingers before.
What?
You heard me, Darth Vader.
I heard you say you have never burned the tops of his fingers before.
You've never heard of the tops of your fingers before. I touched it with the inside. With the top.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
I think I followed for a half second.
Oh, for fuck's sakes, it wasn't rocket science. That's not even a word, by the way, but still.
Market science?
It's not fucking hard to grasp. He touched his fingers with meat. Mike asked whether they were clean. There was mention of the top of his utensil, which is his hand in this case.
Would you touch the top of my meat?
It depends which meat you're talking about, Maddie.
The top of it.
I mean the tip.
No, the top. The top, which is tip top.
So I see a lot of veg measured out. So this is for which dish coming up? This is for something.
That's for the chow mein.
Okay.
The chow mein is ultimately getting everything.
Now the whole trick with this meal, and I'll ask both you guys this, but the whole thing seems to be. How do you time it all to be done at the same time? There's so many...
You don't.
Is there like an appetizer part and then...
Nope.
Okay, so what do you do?
You just keep it warming in the oven.
Right.
Much like You would a buffet paying table.
Like at Mandarin, where the children can sneeze on the food.
Well, but there's no children in our oven.
No.
So that's good. We can put them there if you want.
How many kids could you fit in your oven, Pogo? Maybe two?
I would think three if I cut them into pieces.
Now that's a sound bite.
I'm sending that to your mother.
So after this, Matt, what do you have to do with the char siu?
I have to roast it in the oven on high.
Why didn't you do that?
I thought we were doing
that. That could even happen anytime, right?
We could do that now, I guess.
I was using the oven, yeah.
It's okay.
I have to say, Johnny...
Holy Christ. That's not a sound effect we need to add.
No, we keep that. That's fine.
You've got two pans there, not one. You know that.
Sous Chef Johnny is really the leader tonight.
I mean, I gotta be honest, Matty. There's been very few episodes where Sous Chef Johnny has not saved the day.
Yeah, yeah. Or tonight he's leading the day.
I want to say that Sous Chef Johnny is basically the Batman of the situation, where he kind of drops in from the ceiling and solves everyone's problems right at the last minute.
Wow.
Is that why you didn't have the answer to the question?
Which question was that? There?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, good one. Try again.
Isn't there something against putting food in the oven when it's not preheated?
It depends what you're making.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Oh, as long as you're making Chinese pork, it doesn't matter.
Oh, good. Yeah, okay.
You fool. So, you didn't know that?
The motherfucking rule.
I want to hear this explanation. So I always thought that you had to wait till an oven was preheated, put food into it. You're going against the grain, and I want to hear your reasoning.
Because it's about... Shut up.
You didn't say anything.
Sign language, technically.
He made faces. But it's about...
What is that?
No, what were we talking about?
Oh, my goodness.
You got it there. Right. You got it. Thank you, Mike.
Okay. I'm very excited for Johnny's dinner tonight, I gotta be honest.
I am too.
I feel like Johnny's cooking us dinner tonight on Cooking with Pogo.
He's forgetting steps.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I hope he's forgetting steps.
He's forgetting steps.
Let's kick him while he's down. Okay. Let's kick him while he's down.
So Johnny's cooking everything for us, and he's missing steps. For example.
Seasoning.
Seasoning.
I never season my chicken, Matt. Never, ever season chicken.
I need to say anything else. He has confessed to not seasoning meat.
That's okay, isn't it? He's mixing with a bunch of stuff.
You season your meat.
But is not a sign of good meat not having to season it?
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What I want to know is why was this in the oven?
Whoa, why was that in the oven?
I don't know.
It's not mine.
It's not mine.
But is not the sign of a good steak when you don't have to do too many things to it?
Oh, now we're getting into homo land.
This is a pan that
I'm just going to have to leave the conversation. It's getting too hostile for me.
This had the shape of a steak on it. You had steak yesterday, and you explained how you reverse fucking seared it. So you do know where it's from.
I don't know where it's from.
Oh my goodness.
I know it's funny once in a while, but this is 7
Oh, fuck off! Get out of the kitchen! You don't have to be in the kitchen at all.
He does, because nothing's getting done without him.
It's because he's in the kitchen.
Oh, so chicken or the egg? The Johnny or the cooking?
We're getting close to Johnny just stepping out of the kitchen and going, okay, Pogo, let's go.
Johnny, you want to come sit with us while Pogo does everything?
No, it's supposed to be a show.
It is a show. We're enjoying
where
it.
Where we take turns.
When's your turn, you
I'm waiting for him to finish with what he's
doing. He's doing dishes. Why is that affecting your life?
Because if I talk now, it'll be...
You haven't done anything.
Dishes.
You haven't even done any dishes.
I have...
Not
done everything.
I'm not convinced, Maddie. I've seen Johnny doing a lot of work.
Well, this might be the most I've ever seen.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
This might be the most I've ever seen sous chef Johnny work.
Yeah.
He's really having to work hard tonight.
Johnny's in the weeds, my friend. He's in the weeds.
Yeah, can we just give a big shout out to sous chef Johnny, who's like, he's doing some primo work tonight.
He's off in the savior. Yes.
We can't do shit now because that's going to take how long in the oven?
The oven just turned on.
What's going to take how long?
Okay, well, can we prep several things at a time?
Everything's prepped.
What are we doing now?
I don't know.
You're the fucking chef.
There's something in the oven preheating.
And you just told me to get out of the kitchen.
You told Johnny all the prep is done.
Oh my god.
And if you're looking for booze, check the fridge. But I think you've almost done all your red.
What happened to all the chicken Johnny cut?
It's right there. I can see it.
Is that all of it?
No, that's the general tower chicken.
Oh, sorry. Was there more chicken? Oh, it's in the oven, no?
You got chicken for fried rice. You got chicken for fucking chow mein.
Nice, Johnny.
Is this part of everything?
That's for the chow mein. I already.
We should do the
just
rice.
Just watch me cook
the chicken.
Do we
do the rice
the
or do we
rice?
Do the noodles?
Well, you're not waiting for the pork, right?
That
takes a while.
To eat up. How long is that pork going to take in the oven?
The oven's already preheated.
Pork.
I'm not convinced by his face. His face smacks of terrible cooking.
I've seen Pogo look way more confident than this.
Yeah, I'm worried. He's asking too many questions. He's asking you and me questions.
That's trouble, my friend.
Fuck off.
That is trouble.
Yeah.
Although, you know, Maddie, historically, you've taught me quite a few recipes. There's a curry you've taught me.
I know a couple things.
You've taught me a few excellent things in the kitchen.
Couple things.
Historically, Pogo taught me how to make the best potatoes.
You taught me some barbecue tricks.
Okay, yeah.
Absolutely.
This
it's been a share, an information
this
share.
This is how it works. We all pivot and
we
share.
We have to do the pork.
Well, it's in the oven, no?
Yeah, but I have to go in and spin the braising over it.
Okay.
But it hasn't even heated up yet.
Yeah, you're still at room temperature.
Yeah, you haven't, the oven hasn't even beeped.
I know.
Johnny, is there anything else on the stovetop that could be done, or is this just that?
I could finish my rice.
But is it too soon?
No,
you
just keep it
warm
in the
oven and let it rest.
So I should go back in the kitchen, even though you just told me to get out.
Oh,
is this
God.
An official
this,
request?
This is cooking with Johnny.
Don't
this
be a fucking cunt with me.
No, I'm just.
I am just saying, the pork is not ready.
Correct. It's not even close.
We might have to do a rebrand, cooking with Johnny.
I'm fuck yous. All right.
That's okay. I mean, you're up for a rebrand,
no,
right, Johnny?
No.
Johnny, you okay
with
that?
It doesn't work like that.
I'm the prima donna! So, Maddie, you know, I love spending time with you, but I just get concerned when there's nobody in the kitchen but us. Pogo's gone that way, Johnny's gone that way.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, it makes me drink more. That's a bad thing.
The oven is on, which is a good sign, but I'm gonna trust that our hosts know what they're doing. Oh, Johnny is back to enter the kitchen.
Oh, well, I know what one of our hosts is doing.
Okay, here we go. Johnny is back into the kitchen.
I'm gonna make the rice, this is a logical thing to do. The second he pipes up, shut him down.
Yeah, alright, fair enough, will do.
Drinking. That'll do. That'll do.
I feel like it's burning. I smell burning.
It does smell a little smoky in here, but it also smells like food. So, Johnny.
Yeah.
Clue us into what you're doing exactly.
Yeah.
Loudly.
Getting the chicken fried rice ready. First thing I did is fry up some sort of scrambled eggs into it. Then I put those to the side and put the carrots in. Now I'm putting the peas.
So you put in the which?
Corn, peas and corn.
Peas and corn.
I'm gonna heat that up in the wok, in the oil, and then I'll add the chicken and then I'll add the rice.
Yeah. So are you sauteing then, Johnny? Is this like a saute?
Yeah.
Okay. It smells delicious too.
Yeah, I trust Johnny.
So this is gonna go in the oven to keep warm after, is that the idea?
Yeah.
And has the oven preheated for the pork?
Yeah.
Oh, it has. Okay, so the pork is cooking.
The pork is in the oven.
I know it's in the oven, but the oven's preheated now. Okay, good. So the pork is cooking.
What do you think? I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, you're not instilling me with all
like
the...
you're praising Johnny just because he's...
Yeah, but he's done a lot to me.
He's done a lot to
today,
my friend.
Today.
And
he has. And,
here's what I'm witnessing. I'm witnessing sous chef Johnny not only doing all the cooking, but also doing all the dishes as he goes. Chef Pogo, do you need to get involved? What's happening? There's pork in the oven. What else are we up to?
This meal has transpired perfectly from a chef's point of view.
Okay, but what's happening in the oven? The pork is cooking.
John's telling him to shine.
John's been shining the whole episode! Johnny, what are you doing now that you can describe to us?
I feel like he was eating cashews.
If it's anything.
Did we put cashews in? I still have to do the last dish.
You have to do the beef and broccoli.
Aren't there wonton things to make too? Aren't there wraps or something? What's the?
We're just gonna eat it.
Where's the broccoli getting done?
You're doing the beef and broccoli and chicken chow mein. Figure it out.
Yeah, dude, this is all on you, Chef Pogo.
Making one fucking dish tonight? Is that what you're telling me?
Mm.
I'm making four. In the room.
Sous chef Johnny has made. Yes, those are the good rolls. What?
What dish can I use?
Johnny has cleaned all the dishes, for God's sakes. He's done all the dishes.
I need
a
big one. It's not there.
Then you have to bend down and get it.
I could use this.
Don't you need that for the chicken chow mein?
That's what I was talking about.
Then why are you asking me?
Good questions.
These need to go in the oven in about 20 minutes, I would say.
20 minutes, because chow mein is technically the last thing I have to do. Like, what are you talking about last things that need to be done? We still need to put sauce in your chicken and finish cooking it.
Finish cooking them for about 10 minutes in the air fryer.
All right.
And then toss them in the sauce.
How long do you think it makes to stir fry vegetables?
Stir fry vegetables probably takes 10 minutes.
Exactly.
This is going to take like 15 minutes.
So we should put those in now, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm going to put these in for a 10 minute count and then check it. I'm putting the general chow, the partially cooked general chow chicken that I fried in the oil pot on the stove, and going to finish them in the air fryer.
In the air fryer? Okay, so this what crisps it right up?
Yeah, what's that going to do?
I guess?
It'll crisp them up.
Now, with the general chows, when do you put it with the... Oh, right.
But did we not discover this? Did our mom do this already?
I don't know.
With the... It's a convection oven, but smaller.
This is just going to be constant noise for...
Well, is there other cooking we should be doing while that's on, or is that just that?
No, the thing that we're waiting on is this. I don't know when that fucking pork's going to be ready.
Is it in there?
Oh my god.
Oh my god, is it in there? Oh, that's the last thing I wanted to hear.
He hasn't brushed any of that stuff that he told us
he was
brushing.
I was asking if it's in there.
Do you remember when he said he'd be brushing it all the time?
Oh, where's the braising? There's supposed to be braising.
Did you wash
How
my sauce?
How do you get holes in your jeans
like...
there? Right?
So, we say it's my fault, but John washed all the sauce away.
It didn't look like it was being kept for anything because it was like a thin...
It went all down the sink. Because he tipped it down the sink
and he claimed
to say that it was still in the bowl.
Okay.
No, it was bullshit.
No,
so there's no pork sauce.
No.
Try and tip this one.
Can you not put
sink.
It in the same precarious spot, though? That's where you tipped it last time.
Did you see some other space I could use?
Yeah.
All over the place.
I don't think.
He said it was all in that bowl.
No, the thing is he left some in the bottom, but there's so much already in the pan that there's only enough to brush one thin layer on.
He dumped and cleaned out the base.
And I cleaned up the
There's
bowl.
No need for talking, you, Pogo. You need to get sauce in, my friend.
Suck my balls.
You need to get sauce in. No talking now for the next few minutes.
Okay, see, what was that beep? That sounds like the oven preheated.
That's the air fryer.
That's the air fryer, okay. So, we've been cooking for a... What do you think, Maddie? About
3 hours.
Three hours. Okay, so we're at the 3-hour mark of prepping.
Yeah.
Some things have gone into ovens and stovetops. There's a fridge open that I imagine is just cooling the rest of the food on a natural level. I can only imagine... Okay, the fridge might be getting closed.
At some point.
Maybe.
I think he's trying to climb... you know, make the fridge the same temperature as the outside air as the oven.
It's looking like the oven and the fridge are fighting right now.
They want to be the same. They want to be the same. What's that?
Whoa! Whoa! What was that?
Nitrogen. He almost spilled.
Liquid nitrogen.
I've got a feeling that our delicious pork sauce is going.
You used all the soy sauce. What happened to the other soy sauce?
I just saw you empty a whole bunch into that.
No, that was not soy sauce. Pay attention.
What was it?
It was not soy sauce.
What was it?
I think the soy sauce is down the drain.
Where did the soy sauce go?
I think we're out of soy sauce.
Purchased.
It was down the drain.
We haven't even opened
it
yet.
Yes, we have. I just saw you go like
no,
that.
No, John.
It means you've used it if it's not where I left it.
John, I have not used it once.
You have.
No,
Chef Johnny, is it on the counter
it's
anywhere?
Here.
That says teriyaki. Try again.
I don't know. Is it not on the counter?
We bought soy sauce.
You didn't go through a whole bottle, though.
You dropped the sauce a second time when I said
still good.
It looked precarious. God damn it.
This is going to be the third pork sauce.
Pork sauce. And Johnny found the sauce. Okay.
Wow.
Can you not leave it on the precarious spot?
That doesn't work. That spot clearly doesn't work. This is the second time you've tipped it into the sink.
Oh, there's a lot of whisking and stirring. So this is pork sauce 3.0.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
I prefer my pork sauce.
What am I doing?
Wow.
Wow.
Well, you don't have to shut our mouth. So
yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe
we're not allowed to say.
Is there pork in the oven that he's looking at?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. With a braise.
Ow.
Well, use a glove.
I feel like the first sauce had way more care. This one just seems like two ingredients.
This is like your third kid, Maddie, where, you know,
you
the first one you
shit.
Really,
yeah.
Yeah, you take care of. The third kid, you're like, you know what? Running the street, I don't know what to
do. Yeah, the next sauce is just oil and salt.
Yeah, yeah.
The first sauce was 17 ingredients. The second sauce that went down the sink was 5.
The first sauce had a lot of love to
this
it.
This is just oil and salt.
This is an angry sauce.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he remembered the spice at the last minute.
Hey-o! And I also see that's the egg rolls in there, Johnny, as well. And what's that other top one up there?
That's the rice.
That's the rice. That's the chicken.
Is that okay in there at 400? It's okay.
I don't know.
All right. Because rice can dry out.
Rice is generally dry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is the raw chicken
it doesn't burn.
It's for your stir fry.
Oh, right. Use the rusty wok for that.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so Pogo's a little confused. Sous Chef Johnny, back in the kitchen to save the day. Oh, no, he didn't.
What am I doing?
I don't think we should make anything yet.
Are we not waiting for the pork?
What's in here?
I got a question for you, Mike.
Yeah.
Does Sous Chef Johnny need a promotion?
I mean, I love the idea of cooking with Johnny. I think he could handle his own show.
He does most of
no, he can't. Can't even make a sentence without stumbling over his first word.
But this is a cooking show. It's not about sentences.
Yeah, I don't want to.
It's not about sentences. Oh, okay, it's about cooking. To which, if I'm not here, then YouTube's not here.
But I'm literally looking at you not cooking right now.
We're not even on YouTube.
So I don't know
what he's talking about.
Does
he
go in the fridge? No.
Nah,
whoa! Something's going on.
Is that a fire alarm?
Okay, nice. Look at Johnny timing things.
So on top of everything.
He is good to go here.
It's just really admirable.
Mm-hmm.
Really admirable.
I just like seeing someone take charge in the kitchen.
You don't know what goes into cooking. What do you know, normals?
We're looking to see what goes into cooking. You're supposed to be showing us. And I'm seeing a lot of standing around leaning.
Yeah. Johnny's even got alarms in his pocket.
Johnny's go away.
Oh, okay. So again, Sous Chef Johnny getting kicked out of the kitchen so that the magic can happen. All right, Johnny, come sit with us, my friend.
You.
Okay.
Oh,
that almost sounded like something breaking, but we're okay.
You and your alarms, Johnny. I mean, God.
You know what really annoys me about Johnny is that he hasn't thrown a knife 3 times yet tonight.
No, he just threw everything out of the grocery bag.
Do you know what, right? This is going to even piss you off more about Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many sauces he threw down the sink?
Oh, my God.
None.
God damn it, Johnny.
Clown.
All right, Pokes, talk about what you're doing, my friend. Let's go.
I'm sauteing some chicken.
Okay. Is there any heat under that thing, or are you just throwing the chicken in?
There might be heat.
Okay. And which part of the dish is this for?
This is the chow mein. Do we have boiled noodles yet?
No.
Have you boiled noodles?
Well, we should probably do that.
Ah, I see.
Oh my god,
so,
boiled noodles.
Just to clarify, are you requesting sous chef Johnny return to the kitchen?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Not gonna happen.
This is why sous chef Johnny is a sous chef Johnny.
For our listeners at home, there may be a strike happening.
Oh no, is this, oh boy.
I believe I'm the only two of us being actual cooks for a living is the one that became a kitchen manager.
Mm-hmm.
Let us not eat our cunts while we talk.
So air fryer is going, we got oven going, we got stove going. Johnny, Pogo, talk to us. Is there any kind of update you can give us?
We got veggies going.
We got veggies going, okay, and that's in the wok. Is that right, Pogo?
Yeah.
So it's almost a stir fry, but what would the difference be?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay, so it is a stir fry. And which meat goes in this one eventually?
Chicken.
The chicken goes in this, okay.
Which chicken?
Not the fried chicken, because that's for the
General
the other,
Tao.
Yeah.
Maize balls.
Okay.
Well, you lost, Pogo.
What's the fucking other soy sauce?
Oh,
wow, we lost the soy sauce again, boys and girls.
You found it? All right. Good, good, good. It smells amazing, man. I am getting very hungry.
Yeah.
Not hangry yet, but hungry for sure.
Yeah, it's very, very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Maybe.
How close are we to eating?
Not close.
Not close at all?
I mean, in the grander schemes of close.
Things are cooking, though. I thought that was a good sign.
I don't even know what I'm cooking.
Beef
and
broccoli.
Beef and broccoli.
You're cooking currently beef and broccoli. Johnny had those noodles on the dish.
What am I cooking beef and broccoli in?
You're going to have to use a different pan because...
Oh, something's beeping over there. That's the air fryer again.
Amazing.
Oh, there's the sound effects we don't have to make later.
Yeah, cool. I love the air fryer and the use of it. It's fantastic.
So here's where it's good. It's good in so much as it's an extra accoutrement off to the side where I can throw something into it while I'm doing something else with my oven.
Pogo, are you actually implying it's time to eat? Or
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
Holy fuck,
okay,
boys.
This is looking good. Okay, so
don't
I see.
It's only
8:30. 8:30, not bad, not bad.
So we got noodles. We got the. Oh my god, that looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We got spring rolls, egg
rolls.
Ooh, chicken fried rice. Holy
oh,
that cow!
Looks amazing.
You know what? I was gonna say there might be more space down over.
Ooh.
Proper chicken fried rice. Look at all the veg in there. Oh yes.
God.
As per usual, Maddie, the Smiths have outdone themselves. Look at this. It's ridiculous.
Where's the General Tao? Is that coming?
I don't know where the General Tao is.
Don't put that there. That's yours. Where's Johnny sitting? Johnny needs a chair.
I guess over there.
No. That's where the recording is happening. He should sit.
That's right.
Can you move up a little bit?
Here,
okay.
Folks. Scooch to me. Scooch to me.
Now you're moving chairs around. This is
all
right.
What about cutlery? We should get our own cutlery, right?
What
can I... You want some help, dude?
Yeah, I'm going
to help you. Yeah.
All right.
And there's no forks either.
Sous chef Mikey enters the kitchen.
Do
we eat knives? So how do we
eat this?
Do we just slice it up? Cut
well,
it up?
I grab a piece and that's mine.
Yeah.
Right, gotcha.
Okay, here we go.
I'm so hungry.
But we're not hangry. This is a good sign.
Well, almost.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Good to go.
I thought we were using bowls. Where's your fancy bowls?
That's what these are.
What?
We're doing that instead of fancy bowls.
Oh, we don't get the bowls.
Yeah,
we don't get to use the bowls.
They're not eating bowls, they're serving bowls.
Oh, I feel like I'm a second-class citizen, but okay. Also, I'm not waiting. I'm serving food now. I am hungry. Oh, beef and broccoli looks amazing. Holy cow. Okay, I still need some chicken fried rice.
Yep.
Who needs what? Oh, thank you, Maddie. Thank you for passing.
Coming to you.
Oh, boys, this looks incredible.
Is there no chili sauce for this?
For what?
For the chicken bits.
Woo! It's chili sauce on it.
Cheers, gentlemen. Good to see you all again, as per usual. Cookmouth Pogo. Amazing. Johnny. Pogo, thank you so much. Oh, amazing. Pogo, that's your wine there.
I think as much as Johnny helped, this was by far our fastest cooking ever.
For the
given the
Pogo
amount
evenings,
of food.
You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
given
I agree
the,
with that.
Given
yeah,
the
yeah,
amount
yeah.
of food, right? Because it's technically 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's 5 dishes.
Well, I'm honored to have been a part of the meal that is usually reserved for Christmas Eve.
Yeah, how do I use this? How do I do the pork again? Let's see.
So it's, I find best with pork shoulder. So you want to cut that into strips just so you have increased surface area of spice and seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the only reason you're doing it.
It's very tasty.
And now I forgot a bunch of seasoning to it.
Yeah, because you dumped it down the sink twice.
It was that, but I also like legitimately forgot ingredients.
I heard the cilantro was a problem.
The lack of cilantro was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
How was the General Chow's chicken? It's my first time ever making it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh yeah, Johnny! Holy cow!
That is amazing.
The chicken's really tender too, eh?
That is amazing, dude.
They're really good.
Okay, so I have to ask. Mm. You guys don't eat leftovers. There's so much food here. What the fuck? What are you going to do? You're not tossing this. This is amazing.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have seconds.
Yeah, I know, but there's a lot here.
Mm. Yeah,
but...
You can't toss it.
Like, really? Can't I?
If
it's
you
like
were to toss
noodles.
This, please give it to me and Maddie.
Yeah.
Do not toss this out.
Yeah. You can have it.
Really? Man, leftovers in my house are a staple. Like, I love leftovers as lunch.
No, I do not.
Huh.
I hate leftovers.
I don't like leftovers because, my mom used to make spaghetti sauce in a large batch.
Mm-hmm.
For like 6 months of the year.
And then thaw it, and I don't like the way cold spaghetti sauce smells.
But that's one thing.
I know, but I'm gonna have leftovers. All food tastes kind of like pizza. I can eat cold the next day.
Yeah.
Most other foods just aren't appetizing to me the next day. Like,
most of our things that we, our foibles, come from our parents' techniques.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. I'm at that point where I kind of have a giant pile of just random all the foods, and it's amazing.
Yeah. At the end.
But the hung fat is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much food! There's too much! We're all gonna die!
And on that happy note, I had a great time hanging out with my friends, of course. Cook with Pogo, Season 2. We're gonna come back with a few more episodes. Pogo, Johnny, amazing meal as always. Maddie, what do you think? Could they have done any better? I don't think so.
No, I mean, this has been outstanding. Barbecue pork is barbecued to perfection. General Tso chicken is spicy and delicious. But there's not too many noodles. There's never too many noodles.
That is
listen
great.
To him, Johnny. The rice is out of this world. Beef and broccoli. Well, the bowl is empty, so it speaks for itself.
It's the you want to be you thing that I'm not into. I'm like, there's no need for that. Just be. There's no need to be you. What? That feels like something specific, and you want like a donation or something. I don't know what it is, but just be or be not. And I can get in with that. But what I can't get in with is the nonstop rambling of random people that just think they can talk on and on about...
For fuck's sake.